Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. A puppet or two walking down the street. They spoke to me the other day, and they exchanged a few pleasantries with me. I asked them how they were doing. They said they were doing quite well. Then they asked me, and I said, well, the whole world's going to hell. I figured, what the heck? Why not go and take control, drive down this road, and take everyone else with me, because I'm going to go there anyways, and I'm bringing you all with, because I'm a zombie. And I like to share the air up there. I don't know what kind of air is up there, but it is certainly not as stinky as the air down there, because that air down there is really stinky, if you know what I care to say there. I have no idea where any of that was going, but I just kind of went with it, because that's what I do for the opening monologue, as it were, and I just wanted to say to the rest of the world, hi. How you doing? Buy my book. Hi, EW. How's it going?
Manamanan.
I'm not doing that.
But why? Well, because should I ask the other question? What's your orders? Do we go dark?
Say what now?
Oh, you haven't watched.
Dude, I haven't watched that show in, what, 20 years?
No, I was talking about last night's season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, dude, you know I don't get to see it like on the opening day thing. I have to wait some time before I can see it.
I watched it this morning.
Yeah, well, poop on you. And keep it all to yourself. And we're going dark because that's how we go. So, in a big pat, pooty pat to the bunkadunks. That's all I'm going to say about that. Moving along. There seems to be a few shows that I may have to actually watch this year.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There's that one. I have to check out Gotham, although I've heard bad things already about it. Z Nation, I have to check it out. I've already heard bad things about it. Constantine looks awesome, wicked cool. I will have to watch that. What else was there? There's a whole bunch of other new shows. What other new shows are coming out?
Already?
Huh?
Did Constantine start already?
No, I think that's supposed to come out soon.
Yeah, I thought it was next month.
Yeah, but it looks cool. No, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it looks cool. Oh, look, TV Guide actually has a website. What a surprise, huh? What a surprise. Hell's Kitchen? Yeah, I'll pass. The League? I don't know what that's about. Biggest Loser? I could never get into that. I watched the first season of that long time ago, and no way. Well, I heard Survivor starts again today.
Yeah. I started to watch Gotham. As I said, I started to watch it.
Okay. So
they started off as basically where parents.
There's a show coming out called Selfie. Are you fracking kidding me?
I think that already started.
Yeah. Sure.
Give me a second. I'll tell you, because I think it did.
I don't know if it started or not. It's listed as October 30th.
Oh, well, Hulu had it posted. Let me double check.
Maybe that was just a special preview.
Well, it could be. You know how they do the surprise? We've got a little extra for you.
I'm not doing extra. Screw that crap. There's an episode. There's a TV show called Mom.
Ooh.
Crap on the crap, crap. New shows. Yeah, just give me the list of new shows, because I don't care about all the rest of this crap.
The pilot did air. It's a 30-minute show, I guess. It's not going to be all that long. But it does have, God, I can't think of her name. The girl that was with Christian Nicholson in Doctor Who.
Emily Pond?
Oh, this is the Emily Pond girl. You're right. This is the Emily Pond girl.
Okay. The Flash? I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I know. That's next month. I can't wait.
Grace Point. What the hell is this?
Hell if I know.
Looks like a murder mystery land. Happy Land. No, that sounds stupid. Houdini? No, miniseries, okay. How to Get Away with Murder. I know that already, so I'm not going to work on that. Intruders.
Mira Sorvino? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Assassins. That sounds like it might be fun. Jane the Virgin. Sure. Any show about a virgin. That's going to be great. let me read the thing here.
It's 10 season started.
Well, she's a virgin and she's pregnant.
Interesting.
Artificially inseminated by her gynecologist.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really dumb. that sounds really dumb.
Not me.
Atia Leone's in a TV show. But it sounds dumb.
What show?
Madam Secretary.
You're right.
Plays a former CIA agent whose former boss is now the President of the United States. Oh my god, that looks dumb. Manhattan Love Story. No, I think I'll pass. Marry Me. No, I think I'll pass. The McCarthys. No, I think I'll pass. Mulaney. No, I think I'll pass. Mysteries of Laura. No. NCIS. I could never get into that. Red Band Society. Oh, that sounds boring. Kids coming of age. Scorpion has an interesting name.
That's the other one. It has an interesting name, but it doesn't look all that hot.
A bunch of nerds form a team to solve the world's problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, here's Selfie. Let's see with this. Karen Gillan.
That's the girl I was thinking
of. Drops her adorable Scottish accent to star in this modern spin on Pygmalion. That sounds boring.
Yeah, I saw a preview of it.
Stalker. Boring. State of Affairs. It's got Catherine Hagel.
Huh?
Boring. Survivor's Remorse. Okay, no, I think I'll pass. Utopia. More pass. Wow! Not as many good shows as I thought there might be.
Not really. I do want to check out James Spader's in one called Blacklist.
Well, that's
I'm not
a new show. That's a returning show.
It's actually the pilot just came out. So
the Blacklist.
Yeah.
No, it's been out before.
I know it's on Netflix, but apparently they're. I don't know if it's a reboot or what. But
yeah, that doesn't sound right.
It's out there. Season one, one episode on Hulu. Go figure.
Premiered on NBC in September 23rd,
2013. See, that's what I thought. But they're releasing it again, so I don't know. Go figure.
Nope, they had a whole series out. Season one out. Season one is 22 episodes.
Right, and it's on Netflix. But according to Hulu, it's just being released.
Well, what do you expect? It's Hulu. Who do they who do who the Hulu hood who do do loo?
It is fine because it's a loo.
Zoot. No, there's two seasons actually.
Is there two seasons?
The second season starts September 22nd. That was 2 days ago. actually, season one's available on Blu-ray as well. Okay then.
I don't know anything about it, so you—I mean, if you know what it is, I might check it out.
I've seen a bit of. Print ads on it. It's like, I have no interest in it whatsoever. It seems to be appealing to women because James Spader is sexy as he gets older. And it's like, well, he never really did it for me, so okay, whatever works for you.
So every time I think of James Spader, I think of him in that...
Stargate!
No, I'd go back even farther.
No, Stargate is about as far back as he goes. You're thinking Boston Common.
I'm thinking Mannequin.
Mannequin? That wasn't him.
I know, I'm just playing with you.
That's right.
Actually, no, he did have... What was he in... you're going to make me look it up. You're going to make me look it up.
Unless I beat you to it.
You will.
What are you looking up?
Well,
His oldest thing? Teammates. Endless Love. I have not watched any of these movies.
Yeah, same here.
Pretty in Pink. Okay, he was in Mannequin, by the way.
I knew it.
Wait, he wasn't the main guy.
He was, yeah, he was Richards. I knew he was Richards.
yeah, but he's not the main guy.
No, I know he's not the main guy. He was the second one that kept, yeah. God, I'm looking at all these things before. I really don't recognize any of that stuff.
I saw Mannequin at the drive-in, actually.
Which one? Oh, Mannequin? Yeah.
And the second one, too. And there was a sequel, by the way.
Yes, there was.
Okay, see, most of his stuff before Stargate, I did not care about, and still really don't.
Well, you know, you saw Pretty in Pink. I know you did.
No.
Nah, you're lying.
I saw maybe 10 minutes of it.
Oh, okay, good. Because
I couldn't stand it. It's like, oh my God, get me out of this crap.
You'll have to tell me about it, because all I know is who's in, the one, oh God, I can't even think of her name now. Molly Ringwald, is that right?
One. Yep, that's her.
Yeah, that girl. That's all I know is she was a star. She was part of the new Brat Pack or whatever.
That was her, and it had What's-His-Face, and What's-His-Face, and What's-His-Face, and What's-Her-Face. Don't ask me to repeat any other What's-His-Faces, because I didn't really care. Actually, that was the kind of movie that really stressed me out because I couldn't stand and still can't stand that kind of movie. Annie Potts was in it. Oh my God. All right. I don't know. Andrew Dice Clay was in it. That's funny. See, I would watch it again just for that. But yeah, I'm not going to. It's troubled teenager movies. It didn't really... Teen angst movies never really do anything for me. They drive me up the wall.
This movie sounds familiar because, yeah, let's see. John Cryer was one of the stars in it, and this was his very first movie. I had a trivia question on that.
I'm going to still say...
No, I mean, yeah, because John Cryer acted, you know, like a homosexual in this film, but, you know, this, and the only reason he's big now is because he's on Three and a Half Men. If that's what they even still call it, I don't know.
No, they just call it Men.
Men? It's Men now?
Yeah, and What's His Nut might be coming back, and I don't care.
Which What's His Nut?
The What's His Nut that left, Charlie Sheen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
No, it wouldn't. I think the show itself is pretty boring.
But I haven't even seen it since he left. I saw the episode that, you know, they killed him off, but that was it.
They killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I want to know how he's coming back.
He's coming back as a ghost.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, he's coming back as a ghost. So I'm going to move away from TV shows coming up new on the series, because I'm really looking forward to what show?
Wait, you want to move
Scorpion.
Away?
Oh, no. Okay. The Walking Dead show.
Has it started?
Not yet. Starts in a couple weeks.
And don't do that to me.
Second weekend in October. Misa going to be looking forward to it because it's going to be a fun.
Now I'm curious how much chatter is going to hit the Facebook after this.
It's going to be flooded with crap loads of, oh, did you see what they did on The Walking Dead last night? Oh my God, they killed Kenny. They got to introduce a character just to have Kenny in there to do the, oh my God, they killed Kenny.
Oh my God, yeah, that would be hilarious.
It's like, come on, they've got a sense of humor. They can do it.
Yep.
I would watch that shit. Well, wait, I was going to watch that shit anyway, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack's right.
I know. I mean, that's... But the thing is, he was the money man for that show.
He was, but still.
People didn't watch the show to watch Ashton Kutcher.
No, that's for sure.
It's like, dude, you went away from What's-Her-Name. So sad for you.
Well, I don't know. Everybody's saying that he's with that... What's-Her-Name? Mila whatever.
Kunitz?
Yeah, bless you.
He had a better thing going elsewhere.
Well, apparently he couldn't have children with What's-Her-Name, so now he's with a girl he can.
That's so bad, I don't have to say anything, because who cares about having kids?
Some of them people, that's important to them.
Yeah, well, they can poop on themselves too.
They probably have, but won't.
Man, I wasn't going there. You went there. Why did you go there? Jeez. I'm not even talking. Get away from me, stupid mosquito. If you can't suck my blood, I'll eat you. Fine. Okay. Hey, get away. Still get away. Whatever. Did you watch any movies this weekend?
I did.
Good. Anything interesting?
Well, it's an action film.
Was it The Expendables?
No.
Have you seen that yet?
The third one? No, not yet.
Then you haven't seen an action movie yet.
Okay. I've seen the first two. My all-time favorite's The Losers, but...
I like The Losers. That was not bad.
Yeah. I hope they do another one.
They won't, because it bombed.
See, I think that's where their mistake is. I don't think it really bombed. I think they just plugged it wrong. Anyway, now I saw there's a guy from in Field of Dreams and Dances with Wolves. What's his name?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah. I saw a movie with him in
it. Tatunga.
Yeah, Tatunga.
Tatunga.
Every time I see him in a film, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
It's that and the thing with the Waterworld.
No, I always get, if you build it, he will come.
See, I didn't like that movie, so I wouldn't go with that one.
Yeah. Anyway, it was called 3 Days to Kill. And basically, he's an assassin for...
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
He's an assassin.
Yeah, but dude, his voice is like screwed up big time. I don't know if he screwed up his voice doing something or what. But as he's talking, he's like this really raspy, struggling to be heard type voice. And I don't know. I don't know if it was just the role that he was having to do or what, but there was no time in the film that he had ever cleared up. So I don't know if he screwed up his voice permanently or what. But it was okay. It had comic relief in it, and then it had some decent action in it, but it was almost predictable. Except for the very end. Now, I wasn't expecting it to go that way. So they did one twist in it, but for the most part, it was pretty predictable.
I hate predictable movies. Wait, I don't hate them. Sometimes they're actually rather amusing.
Okay, see, Jack saw it. So he's like me, and it was decent. It's not a bad movie. It really wasn't a bad movie. It just I'll have to wait for Jack to answer, but is it me or did he screw up his voice?
It was you.
I don't know. Let's see what Jack said.
I think it was you. Totally, 100%edly, I think it was you.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm Batman.
He wants to play Bane.
Of course he does. Who doesn't want to play Bane in the new Batman Dark Knight goes back into a shallow grave?
Shoot, the way he did his voice in this flick, he could naturally do Bane. Actually, I kind of like the Bane, and just more of the voice. The character could have had
used some development and actual personality.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, it's funny because I just watched Dark Knight Rises again today, and the ending.
Which one?
Dark Knight Rises.
Which ending?
What do you mean?
There's like three of them.
Oh, I'll have to put the CD back in and see.
No, I mean, it's an ending. Oh, and then... No, there's another epilogue. Oh, and then... No, there's another epilogue. And then... Oh, shit, fuck off.
Where the one young kid walks into the cave and then just rises up on the platform and it just the screen goes black.
I like that ending.
It's an interesting ending, but I'm curious, obviously they're probably not going anywhere else with it, but...
Don't say that. They might.
Well, wouldn't it be Chris Nolan then?
Well, he has said he wasn't doing it, but that's kind of the point. That's a lead-in to a couple of different versions of Robin.
That or what was the other one?
So there's a whole bunch of other like Batman spin-offs. There are Red Robin, Robin, Black Mask. There's a couple of other ones as well that are basically Batman... clone
Nightwing.
Spin-offs. Nightwing is one, yeah. Nightwing was a Robin.
Takes in the teenager and trains him to be Batman in a sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's Frank Miller's original Dark Knight, which is how that works. Batman is basically old and crusty and starts training this young girl to take on the role of Vigilante Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a good story to go with as well, so...
Yeah, it's bush, just... Oh, what was it? Ah, I should have marked it. I read an article before the show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're talking about the next Avengers is going to be a cast of Avengers that a lot of people don't know.
Good.
So they didn't specify names.
But,
or
by the way, a lot of people don't know just means, oh, everybody's girlfriend.
Yeah, it literally could be that way. I mean, that's kind of what the article seemed like. It was going to, you know, it says that what some of them aren't superheroes, and that's like, wait, what? You know, so.
Well, I don't think it's going to, I think that's just smoke and mirrors. I think it's going to still revolve around the main five or whatever, and then it's going to add on a couple of spin-off characters, and then it's going to introduce a whole bunch of characters who are not actually going to be a part of the main story. I think they're going to introduce a crapload of characters and say, hey, how do you like this guy, and how do you like this girl? And, oh, do you think it can carry its own movie? Awesome! Guess what? We'll introduce that, and then we'll have a whole other series of movies.
Because
it's going to be a whole bunch of... they've got plans for a bunch of movies, and some of the ones that I've heard, I like the look of. Like, yeah. I want to see an Inhumans movie. That would be spectacular.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. basically said he's not doing any more Iron Man.
Well, that's good, because he's going to be fabulous! The new comic book totally makes him look like he's on that side of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if he's just, like, totally walking away from all that, because he said he wants to go back to his roots.
Well, just like any other actor, he probably doesn't want to be typecast. Wait, is he Sherlock Holmes or is he Iron Man? I don't know, I'm so confused!
I wish he would do another Sherlock Holmes. You know which one I specifically want is the Hounds of Baskerville.
Yeah, but that's because you just like saying the Hounds of Baskervilles.
No, I kind of like saying, release the hounds! Oh.
Woof.
About Wow Wow. Oh.
No, that's the wrong movie. That's the Wild Wild West.
Oh, is that what that is?
Which, surprisingly enough, is not a movie that makes me hurl. I enjoyed that movie.
It was interesting.
It was amusing. It made me giggle, which is why I liked it. So did you watch any other good movies?
No, I kind of more worked on the shows I can't talk about because you haven't watched them.
Fine, be that way. I watched a couple of movies.
Yeah, because you just have no idea. Shield, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Lucy Lawless, yeah.
I know. She's yummy. I like her.
No, what happened to her, dude?
I don't care. You're not going to tell me. I will punch you.
Come on.
I will punch you through the microphone and go, pow. It'll be kapow. It'll be just like the wife hitting you in the back of the head like Gregor always says.
You know you want me to say it.
No, I do not. There is no do or do not. There is just do not.
Uh-huh.
So, I watched the next episode of The Strain, episode 9, and I will agree with everybody else who said, what the hell is that? They introduced the master, the head vampire guy, and honestly, it reminded me of Clem from Angel.
Okay.
It's like, dude, that just looks goofy looking.
Yeah, it can be.
But they had the Nazi guy, whatever the hell his name was, break down and cry for a moment, and that was like, oh my god, that's painful. Painful in the sense of like that looked so tacky lame, that part. So I'm hoping the next episode looked better. Because I was very disappointed with that episode. It was like kind of, this is like going nowhere now. So we're just waiting for the next episode because it's one of those things that keeps going. The comic book's really cool, but the show is going to, I hope it gets better faster soon. And I watched a movie that everybody has to watch now.
Okay.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Okay, that was not a movie I was expecting to hear you say.
I love dragons, by the way. This is as much as I like zombies and other shit, I love dragons. Zombie dragons are the bomb, and I don't see them too often, but dragons are cool. I was really impressed with this movie. The animation is top-notch, always has been. But the story is quite well adapted. They even kill somebody. It's like, what the hell? This is a kid's movie.
Huh.
Mind you, it is pretty predictable in that it's like, it's a kid's movie, so things happen, and that thing then happens, and of course that's going to happen. And then when they do this, well, yeah, do you think they're going to do that? No, they couldn't possibly. Oh, they did that. Oh, okay.
See, you know, I mean, watching a children's movie, you kind of would know that's coming.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But the children don't.
I'm sure they do after they watch it 30 or 40 times, because that's how they watch these kinds of movies nowadays. No attention span on kids nowadays. They watch the thing 30 million times until it's like, I memorized every single moment in this movie. They didn't do that. He did this. And when he did that, then it was that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole short attention span thing. Speaking of which, I saw a squirrel. No, I did not. But I did. But I did not. So another movie I watched, you're going to get a load of this. You're going to like this movie.
All right.
Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
You've probably heard of this movie.
Maybe.
Leprechaun Origins.
I have heard of this movie.
Okay. So, my comment is twofold on this movie. One, it's not a bad horror movie. The idea was kind of, okay, that's okay. They got the wrong name on it, though. Like, it's totally not a leprechaun. And as far as being a part of the Leprechaun series of movies, like, yeah, that was terrible.
Okay.
They do not have the funny little guy in the Irish, hey, stereotypical, I'm a leprechaun outfit.
Come
nor
he charms. Oh.
That. Nor do you actually understand that he is a leprechaun. It's just some kind of weird monster that's after them because they stole his gold.
So, moral of the story is don't piss off a leprechaun.
The moral of the story, you should never piss off a leprechaun. That's what all the leprechaun stories say. It's like, you steal his gold, they'll kill your ass.
Definitely.
They get creative on that stuff because they got time to think about it. But yeah, as a leprechaun, it's like, no, it looked, the monster, the leprechaun creature, is like, oh wait, it looks an awful lot like Clem from Angel 2.
Interesting.
I think they had a big sale on Clem outfits. By the way, do you know who I'm talking about when I talk about Clem from Angel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The floppy ears guy?
Yep.
Yeah. It's they both look like him. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I just watched two movies about a character from Angel. So it was really... That's kind of... But the Leprechaun movie turned out to be better than I expected. I thought it was going to be really crappy. Because that's what I kept getting told. It's like, this is a crappy movie, man. It sucks. It sucks. It's terrible. Horrible. So I was like, okay, I'll have to watch that then. And I still want to see Blubberella. I've got somebody looking for me to get a copy of it so I can watch it. It looks stupid. But I'm going to have to watch it because it's just one of those movies.
I don't know.
So, I have a whole bunch of movies and TV shows now to watch because I picked up some from the flea market. So I'm going to list off a couple and people can suggest which ones I should watch.
Okay.
So I've got Alpha Season 1 and 2. I don't know if you remember that show. It was another attempt at Heroes after Heroes kind of petered out and before Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out.
Oh, Alphas. Yeah. Alphas. Yes, yes, I do know that show. I barely could watch the first episode.
So we've got Undead, Skinwalkers, Chainsaw Sally, Cannibal Girls, Intercessor, Last of the Living, Faust, Land of the Damned, something like that, Dagon, Red, The Blood Trilogy, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Go back. Red? Which Red?
The one with Bruce Willis and everybody in it. I like that movie. I've seen it before.
That's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah. What was the other one? Okay. Doll Man, Bloodlust. Sorry, what is that? Subspecies 1, 2, and 3. The Pit and the Pendulum. Motivational Growth. Skull World. Junkie. 11 different Gamera movies. Savage Spirit. Motocross Zombies. Straw Kill, Eden Formula, and Zombies Gone Wild. At some point, I have to watch all of these movies.
That's it. Zombies Gone Wild. That's the one.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of other movies that somebody's bringing me over at some point, too. And it's like, I love flea markets, man. You can find all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but you want to know which one to watch first. Zombies Gone Wild.
Well, I've seen Cannibal Girls before. You got to check out Cannibal Girls. Do you want to get a good giggle?
Okay.
Okay, so this is a 90s horror movie from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
With, check it out, Eugene Levy and Ivan Reitman.
Oh, there you go.
And, what the hell was her face? Andrea Martin.
Hmm.
So the Second City crew?
Mm-hmm.
They made a horror movie. And it's messy. And it's funny. But it's, like, just wacky. But I'm going to have to watch all of them.
Eugene Levy, I expected it to have some comedy in it.
No, it's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
No. The movie is not a comedy at all.
Yeah, but Eugene Levy.
I know that, but this is like his early years before he actually got popular.
But still, Eugene Levy. It's like saying you're going to watch a John Candy movie and not expect comedy.
He made a serious movie.
It still ain't comedy.
I don't know which movie you're talking about.
Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just guessing that he made one.
He made one that was supposed to be serious, but it still had comedy in.
Yeah, well, whatever. This Cannibal Girls is not a comedy. It does not have funny. It has funny as like, oh my god, they just chopped her bones off. Ha ha! It's not meant to be funny. Not in the least. But it is that time of the show. I think it is time for Intermezzo, Mezzo, Mezzo, Mezzo. zombies swimming away. The zombies are swimming away. The zombies are swimming away today, today, today. I don't know where they're going, but it's going to be going away today. I don't know where they're going, but it's going to be going over there today. Why is that monkey pointing there? Why is that zebra pointing there? I didn't even know a zebra could point. How the heck is he doing? Oh my goodness gracious me. Time to turn this page. Do you know what the most important time, part, reason for intermezzo is?
Manamana?
No. Cookies. Cookie time. Intermezzo means cookie break time. Om nom 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 nom.
Cookies.
Okay, so now have 28.3 minutes left to discuss whatever the hell I want to discuss. And what do I want to discuss right now? What?
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
It means comic book day.
That's right.
But you know what it else means?
Huh.
Couriers who don't freaking put my stuff in the right place at the right time because they're too stupid to figure out where to go.
So let me guess. You didn't get the comic books today?
I get my comic books tomorrow.
That's not good.
However, I know what comic books I've got coming.
Oh?
But I'm not going to talk about them because I don't have them in my faces, so I can't talk about them in their places because I can't see the covers. And without the covers, it's like, dag. Dag it. Dag nab it. Dang dab. Drug. No. 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 I got drugs in my pockets and I know what to do with them. Drugs in my pocket. Cookies in my pocket. I got cookies in my pocket, and I know what to do with them. Cookies in my pocket. I'm going to start a new singing career. Do you think I can be? It's all about the bass. No, I don't want any treble. It's all about the bass.
The bass.
The bass.
The bass.
Who the hell is Mary Joanna? Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need any of that stuff.
She'll calm you down.
Actually, she probably won't.
You don't think?
I'm pretty sure of it. Had some experiments when I was younger. I have an adverse reaction to it.
Uh-huh.
Makes me go a little on the hyper side. I tend to get a little maniacal when that happens. So if you want to really start the zombie apocalypse, just give me some of that.
So wait, so we're saying the things that calm you down make you hyper, so if we gave you a bunch of coffee, you would be...
I drink a Coca-Cola to go to sleep.
Wow. Yeah, okay, so we know we're going to start spiking him with caffeine.
You can try. It's not consistent.
No?
I have a variable metabolical system.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, I... To put it in simple terms, the content of what I'm consuming does not neither adversely or inversely or versely proportionally affect how I am metastasizing the material. So it doesn't matter what I eat. It doesn't matter what I drink. I will be hyper if I choose to be hyper. I will be not hyper if I choose not to be hyper.
Hyper, hyper.
Hypa, hypa! Who stole my Viper?
Roy.
Although, Viper is... Have you been reading The Death of Wolverine?
No, I haven't.
I did not know that Wolverine got married to Viper.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of his marriages. No.
He's been married apparently to a ton of people. It's like, dude, right? You slut. He's a slut. Wolverine is a slut.
All those years of being alive, what do you expect?
But think about it this way. How could he have kids? It shouldn't be possible.
This way,
But he's got like a couple of them.
I mean,
one of them's gay.
There's nothing in his body that's decaying, so to say, so I guess it would be possible.
Not necessarily, because if you think about it, why is he like perpetually regenerating? So it's like you can't make new material from that, it's only going to make the same material. So yes, cut off an arm, great, the arm grows back. Okay. But right. He's creating any of the little Wolverine spermlets. I don't think they would necessarily be able to generate spermlets. I think it would just be basically cells. And it would be like, okay, so he would... Okay, why are we getting into the nasty business on this one?
I have no idea.
This is like the whole discussion about if Superman had sex with Wonder Woman, would he kill her? It's like, I don't know and don't really care.
I don't even know if he could.
Well, of course he could.
No, it'd be like rabbit mating or something. It just...
No, I'm not going there. Just, no, we're going to drop the whole sex with superheroes thing. It's a great fetish if you want to get into it. It's like, oh my, this Harley. Nice. That's it, as far as I'm going with that.
So when you think of Wonder Woman, which Wonder Woman do you think of?
Which Wonder Woman is there? There's only one.
Of the people
Linda Carter, of course.
Yeah.
See, you were trying to trick me with a question there. It was tricky. It's like, no. It's just not going to happen, dude. Just not. Don't even try, dude. That's like a dude. Dude mood.
That's like, and who was the best Daisy Duke?
Daisy who?
Daisy Duke.
If you're going to start talking about Motorhead's shorts, I don't want to know about it.
I don't wear short shorts.
Apparently Motorhead does.
Really? No.
Lemmy wears Daisy Dukes.
Okay, see, that was TMI right there.
Okay. You apparently, and a friend of mine has actually seen him at the bar where he likes to hang out, and there he was playing the coin-op machine and his Daisy Dukes.
And that's like saying Larry the Cable Guy runs around in Daisy Dukes. Oh, good God.
I'm sure he does. I'm not going to look at it. Nor am I going to search it out. Nor am I going to find a copy of that movie, because I don't care.
Every time he wears his Daisy Dukes, you know how he gets his voice. Get her down.
No, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it. Hey, by the way, you know what's funny? Is I just noticed that when you played the intermezzo, it played the ID tag form in the little scrolling window thing there. It didn't used to do that before.
We've had the last upgrade.
I know it started doing that, but I didn't know it did that when you played the songs. While we're alive.
Yeah. When I play them through one particular player, it actually does that.
Now you know why I have the ID tags in my songs when I send them to you.
Oh, no, don't bother me.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Hey, how come you played The Damned already?
I didn't.
It says so.
It just, you know how it processed to the next song, but it was stopped before the next song actually played.
Oh, that story, huh? Okay, fine. Be like that. Oh, you've got the wrong naming for that song too, though, so we'll have to fix that as well. That's okay. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So, what other interesting, fun, fact-filled, not really useful kind of things do we need to know in their brains? I'm going to say this. Big news, everybody, just so you know, September 30th marks the time when my book is officially available. Pre-orders are available to take now. So go to my Facebook, find the link, check it out.
Just saying.
Buy my book. That's going to be my motto. Actually, my other motto is, it's poetry, bitch. Give me your cookies. All of them. Which one do you want me to give you there, Zombie Zach? All of them. But then there's none for me. Yeah, and? What? There's a problem to that? Give me all your cookies. Give them to me now. I want all your cookies. EW, do you have cookies?
I'm not telling you.
Because
then I know what your next comment's going to be, and I'm not sharing my cookies.
Give me all your cookies.
No.
Wait, you have cookies with nuts in them, don't you?
I do.
You can keep those ones.
Oh, those are the best ones. I even got peanut butter cookies.
Ooh.
Oh, you know you want some.
No, I don't. Peanut butter is the devil's work.
You see, this is why I get to keep my cookies.
Everybody is safe with peanut cookies and peanut butter cookies, and any cookie that has any kind of nuckin' farts in them, they can keep those. You got chocolate chip cookies? They're mine.
You can have the mustard cookies. I'm not sure I want to try.
There is no such thing as a mustard cookie, you.
There is.
If you even think of dunking your cookies in mustard, I swear to all that all that is great and gooey and groovy in the world, you will be massacred, splattered, all over the place.
Have you ever tried Jell-O cookies?
I don't like Jell-O cookies.
So, well, see, there's another cookie I get to keep. Sweet.
I don't know. I don't actually know what a Jell-O cookie would be.
It's actually got, it's made with Jell-O in the batch, so it tastes really good.
Jell-O would be okay. You're not talking the jelly cookies, right? Like, I think they're from Peak Freens or whatever?
No.
They're like the round cookies, and they have that red...
Where it's like a little thumbprint in the middle, and they just drop a blob of whatever.
Yeah, it's meant to look like a flower.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't stand those.
No, I don't even know what the heck that stuff is. You go to chew on it, and it just like snaps a cookie right back at you.
Yeah, and it's like if you've, depending on how old that cookie is, whether it's new or old, if it's an old cookie, it's like, it tastes like rock.
Mm-hmm.
And feels like one, too. It's like, ow, I didn't need that tooth anyways.
See, there it is. James put it in there. The Dijon cookie.
I ain't eating that shit. Ain't no way. Nuh-uh. James, you keep those nasty things to yourself.
I told you there was a real cookie, a mustard cookie.
I ain't looking into it. I ain't looking at it. I don't even know it. I don't want to even have its cookies on my cookies in my computer.
Mm. You want mustard.
Mustard cookies. Blah. Blah.
And if you're not happy with it, just dip it in a little Grey Poupon, and you're doing wonderful.
Grey Poupon is like Grey pooped on you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like disgusting stuff, too. I don't know why people... Actually, I do know why. People are insane.
That could explain a lot of things.
I don't really think that the humanity, any of humanity... Actually, we're going to go and talk about sanity now. This is it. I'm standing up to talk about this particular diatribe because this is going to be one that actually holds very true to close to me. There is no such thing as sanity in this world. One person, just one, one guy, one girl, one person at any particular time, point in time, anywhere in the world, just this one person is the culmination of what you can call sane. Everybody else is a fluctuating point that's outside of that, either a little bit below or a little bit above, a little bit side, whatever, left, right, who cares what the designation is. But there is no way in God's green earth, not in this one, not in the next one, not in the one that came before, that there is anybody in this planet that is as sane in equal measure as another person. Everybody is slightly different. Off the kilter. That's it. It's going to be a little bit left, going to be a little bit 5 o'clock, going to be a little bit 6 o'clock. So everybody's somewhere else other than at the same point. How can we have a sane person in this world? Just one. There's only one. And when we find that person, we kill him or her.
Well, who sets what is sane and what's not?
It's not a who sets at it. It's just the mass variable. It's a culmination of the sum of all those parts. It's math.
No, see, you did not
math sets it.
I'm here to do math.
We do math. Every day you wake up in the world and you go to school and you go to work and you get out of bed and you make a cup of coffee, you have math in your life.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you make your coffee from grounds or do you make them for instant?
Yes.
Do you measure a cup?
No.
Do you measure an amount of that and put it into your bowl or whatever to smoke with?
Do what?
You smoke your coffee, right? Or do you do it the old-fashioned way and drink it?
I drink it.
Oh, okay. So do you use the grounds or do you use like a coffee bag, like a tea bag?
To be honest with you, I don't have to do any of that. I walk in, my wife says, "Here, honey," and I'm happy.
Okay, well then she did.
See, but then there was no math in my life.
But the math is in your life because she did it for you.
The cup was handed to me, and I had a happy.
How many cups? One or two?
I don't know.
It's too early. How many milk? 20. Three or four?
Oh God, no.
How much sugar? Four or six?
Black.
Okay, so there's a zero in your life. There's math.
See, no, not happening.
Dig it, dig it.
No.
Do you pay $5 for your lunch when you go to the McDonald's?
No.
Do you pay less?
No.
Do you pay more?
No.
Do you go to a McDonald's?
No.
Do you go to another establishment that serves food in any way, measure, or form?
Have you seen the video of the McDonald's burger, what happens when it hits the acid?
Do you know it doesn't matter?
Mm.
Do you know that McDonald's is designed as cheap food for people who have no money, and yet, wait, they're actually killing themselves slowly with that stuff?
We're killing our... According to the way they're doing everything, we're killing ourselves with everything we eat. So, it's not... I guess it doesn't really matter either way now, does it?
Precisely. So, see? The math is what's called a zero-sum equation.
Not taking it. Nope.
Too bad. It's in your life. Whether you acknowledge it or accept it is irrelevant. That math is a part of your life. You will not escape it. It owns your soul.
No.
The math is music. The math is song. The math is the machine to which we all belong.
You want me to play music? Is that what you're saying?
No, not yet.
Oh.
In about 9.3 minutes.
Okay. That's all I've got to say.
That's my Muttley laugh. Okay, I can sit down. My rant is over now, but sanity.
Your clock is just disturbing, sir.
No! I'm just pushing the edge because, you know, my math is good. I don't know what Jack posted there. I'm not going to check that out. The one do yours chick? Okay.
How to make ketchup cookies?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Oh, please. James, just drop it, man. There's no way. Dude, there's no way. You bring any of those cookies to me on a plate, it's like, I'm not eating those cookies. Oh, so you don't get to have any cookies. Yeah, do you know that in zombie terminology, do you know what cookies is a nickname for? No. Brains. Oh, yeah. See how that goes?
No, you didn't say it right. You have to quote it just like the movie.
I'm not quoting it like the movie.
Yes, you have to quote it like the movie.
No.
Just like Rocket did. Come on.
Who?
Rocket.
Rocket?
The raccoon.
What do you mean he's recording the movie? He didn't record no movie, The Brains.
No, how he said is, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sadly, that kind of sounded like the Kool-Aid dude, but...
Well, that was going with the Kool-Aid dude. What the hell else, dude, do you want me to go with?
Okay.
It's like, come on, man.
I'm waiting for you to break open a wall and just, oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to go, bow, bow, oh, yeah. Bow, bow, cha-cha-cha-cha. I don't remember the name of the band that did that.
I don't either. That's funny.
Oh, no, I do know. It's called Yellow. That's the name of the band.
Is that really the name of the band?
That is the name of the band, is Yellow.
I'll be. I did not know.
There was a period, I think that was one of I had a really weird musical interest life. When I first started music, it was Elvis Presley, and I hated everything. I hated music. Then I got Presley. Presley was, oh, this is good. And then I went straight to Black Sabbath. I was like, how do you go from one to the other? I don't know, I just did. And then I went from Black Sabbath to some house music like Yellow.
Hmm.
It's like, how do you do that? Don't ask me, and now I listen to pretty much anything.
I listen to everything, but they're, depending on my mood, I can go anywhere.
It's all about the bass. The bass, not about the treble.
Yeah,
the bass.
Metallica. It's okay, really.
You want to know something about that song?
Which one?
This bass song?
What about?
I've only heard it twice now.
I've never heard it, so now I'm going to have to look it up.
It's actually not a bad song. It's a pleasant little poppy song. It's not going to be anything major, massive commentary on social dynamics, but it's talking about being a healthy woman.
Gotcha. Okay, explains why I don't listen to it.
Well, it's the kind of thing that you have to actually be listening to pop radio or whatever. I just happened to see it because Greg posted it somewhere. It's like, oh, what's this? It's like, ooh, this is a poppy song. I like it.
Does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
It's in that vein. It's in that vein.
Oh, okay.
See, I like the milkshake. Yep, I can say that. I can say that. I can safely say that. That is the case, indeed. Oh, look, crumbs.
So try not to lose it.
Don't lose your shit, because if you do, it's going to get a messy, and then you're going to have to clean it up. Unless the wife cleans it up, in which case she can make you sit in it. So don't lose your shit. I'm just saying, you know? Do you know what else I'm going to say? Buy my book.
Buy your book.
Buy my book. Come on, people, make me famous. I gotta get a certain number of books sold so that I can start plan phase 2 of my world domination plan. It is a requirement. It's kind of a prerequisite. You kind of help me. Because if you do, maybe when I put you on the barbecue, I'll cook you with some mesquite. Because I like mesquite. Mesquite's good.
You know, I have 37 days left. No, 34 days left before my book's gone.
I saw that. You have that little counter thing at the beginning on the front page of the tmvcafe.com site.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get people to want it before it's gone, because then when it's gone, people are going to say, what about your book? And I'm going to say, you missed it.
And then they're going to be grumpy.
Yep.
And then they're going to just have to deal with their bad selves, because...
Yep. When I'm going to send them to you, so you can numb on their brains.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to come out with a whole series of things soon.
Ah.
Yes. I'm going to start some new stuff on the interwebs.
Oh, what you're going to start?
I'm going to start some trouble, man. I'm aiming to misbehaving. That's what I'm planning on.
Trouble's a good thing.
Trouble's a good thing. But next week, I'm going to have a guest on.
You is.
I'm not going to tell you who the guest is yet, but I'm going to have a guest on.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's a whole group of people. And you know, next week is the beginning of October, the wonderful, fantastic, bestest month of the year, because we get to do scary shits.
That's good stuff.
As opposed to fiber-filled shits, because that's just different story altogether.
Exactly.
And I ain't going there. Uh-huh. But yesterday was the first day of fall.
Yes, you're right.
Welcome to fall, people, because guess what? Zombies coming!
That's good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make a pun play on the whole concept of winter's coming. You know, Game of Thrones? Dude!
Are they coming out with another season? Of course they are. I heard somebody else from their show died.
Every season somebody dies from that show.
No, I mean real person, not somebody.
Every season somebody in that show dies.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
So, yeah, that. So, join us on the After Rot Facebook page, on the Twitters, Zombie Zach, that's me. Come follow us, because we'll follow you. Not in a stalkery kind of way, but more of a, hey, look, lunch kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own thing there. Where's lunch? Oh, there's lunch. I love the mall. Do you know why I love the mall?
There's no reason I could think anyone would love the mall, but...
Target-rich environment. Lots of choices for food.
I was going to say, is that like a buffet for you?
Exactly.
There you go.
It's an all-I-can-eat buffet. Oh, look, I can eat that one. Ooh, look, I can eat that one, too. Oh, look, I'm just not going to get stuffed here, am I? I'm just going to eat them all.
It's like a Chinese buffet.
Once you had one, you want to have more.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, with the zombie metabolism, it just doesn't. We don't put weight on. It just slides right back out.
Yes.
Okay, I've got the really gross and disgusting metaphors today. What the hell did you put? Did you put some stuff in my cola this morning, there, EW?
No, I slipped you some mustard cookies.
I don't think so. You? I'm very certain that even the hint of mustard in any of the foods around me would entail a fairly violent reaction.
Nah, not at all.
No, I'm going to say yes. I have already done it once before at a Wendy's.
Ooh.
I threw it back at them. It's like, dude, there's mustard on this. How can you tell? I can smell it through the bloody bag. I said, take this shit back and do it over. It's like, I don't care. Mustard. There's no mustard on there. Crample, 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 crample. What the hell do you call that yellow shit then? Oh, that's mustard. Yeah.
Cheese.
No, that's on the other side. And I would have eaten the cheese. But there's mustard in this. Ah. So, but I just want to round up and close up the show on a happy, positive note. Not including any mustard. Because it's all about the bass. The bass. Not underneath the treble. Just the bass. And I want to thank everybody for coming into the show. It's like, hey, hi. Everybody on the multiple different formats of streaming audio. You know who you are. Everybody in the chat room, hi. Everybody else, welcome to life. Enjoy it while you can, because I'm going to eat all of it. EW, thanks for coming again today.
Yes, sir.
And the rest of Afterworld Land, have a pleasant evening until next week.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.